Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's a tall order. How's he going to do that?
Well, it's interesting. Ed Alvarez, 22-year-old vet, I think he's going to do it by keeping on doing what they've been doing for the last couple of months, and that's because he's been the acting chief for the last couple of months. Ed Alvarez was the one who instigated the early morning sweeps of trains leaving San Francisco, sending police and ticket checkers in, and if you didn't have a ticket, you got bounced off. You didn't get a citation, you got bounced off the system for the right then and there. You were the one that broke that story when you came across on your way home from work one day, right?
You never know what's going to happen on the way to work, Phil.
That's right. And you put it out there, and we followed up on it, and we found out that it had been going along quietly for months. Now, what makes this key is the word quietly. In the past, you know, BART has had controversies every time it's tried to somehow get a grip on public safety on the lines in recent years. And one of the things, there was even a debate whether they should be, you know, paying that much attention to it. But that changed in the last couple of years. They had their police chief who moved on and retired. And the fact is they stayed in-house. They stayed with a known commodity, and they stayed because they liked what he was doing. And so my feeling is he's going to keep doing what he's doing. He evidenced that today by announcing 12 cops are going to start hitting the beats, including in addition to the ambassadors they're putting on the trains, and they're going to be concentrating on nights and weekends out in the BART areas where the ridership feels less safe.
Phil, of course, we've talked a lot about it. BART Police Department has had its share of troubles and controversies. Was the appointment of Ed Alvarez to make this job permanent, was it in and of itself controversial, or was he a unanimous choice?
I think he was pretty much a unanimous choice. That's the soundings I've heard from BART board members. And, you know, it's interesting, Patty, that you bring that up because, like I said, in the past, every time, whether it was even to begin ticketing fare jumpers, which are costing the system $25 to $30 million a year, there was questions about how far there should be enforcement and rules enforced at BART. It's been an ongoing debate. So at Alvarez's, you know, welcome to BART's, you know, new chief job, press conference today at Powell Street Station. You had Bevin Dufty, the past president of the BART board, plus Latifah Simon, who has been, you know, a concern and a critic of BART police in the past. They were all there, and they were all supporting him. So I think what we're seeing is a change here. Like I said, it's time to get the job done, and that's what they're going to be looking for him to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.